anybody who's been to the bottom, I thought you had to go through a tribe, an Indian tribe, to get down there. That's what I always thought, you know? And there's got to be somebody. I mean, there's people who sneak up at Area 51. There's videos of people sneaking into Area 51. They cross the line. Why can't someone video themselves crossing into the Grand Canyon? Freaking Alex Jones went into that Illuminati Palooza festival at Muir Woods, and he snuck in a camera. He did that. Why can't anybody else do that and go to the Grand Canyon? And how are people keeping their mouths shut so much? People are, dude, right now people are filming themselves crying over shit. Right now people are filming themselves every second of their life and putting it online and telling you their emotions. How come there's not 300 Bob Lazars? That's the question. You supply the answer. You know? Not everybody can keep their mouth shut. I don't care who you are. What do you do? Roommate, could you keep your mouth shut if you worked at one of these alien places? I might be able to do it for a couple of years. I don't know, guys. I don't know. How are there not more people? Look at all the people telling all their stuff to everybody online, man. People like to talk. They like to yap everything to everybody. Roommate. This is what we do, roommate. We go to Grand Canyon and we film ourselves on the floor of the Grand Canyon. You bring a McChicken, I'll bring a McDouble. And we'll see if there's pyramids and other ancient artifacts down there. You know? Maybe it's a sea of bodies. All down there. You know, they haven't even scraped them up. They haven't even spatulated them up. You know? Did you try that McChicken Big Mac yet, roommate? I haven't. Maybe one day. I don't know. Who knows what's at the Grand Canyon? Who knows what's at Antarctica? Who knows if that's a meteor that crashed into Earth, guys? Who knows if aliens are disguising themselves as humans or animals? Who knows if the Anunnaki is right? Who knows the secret sauce at Superstars Burgers at Carl's Jr.'s? Roommate said, we'll even find McChickens dropped down there from years ago, still intact. You're right on that. I got more French fries under my car seat than the Grand Canyon floor. But not McChickens. I'll give Grand Canyon that. You got more McChickens down at the floor. Jimmy Hoffa down there? The Malaysian Airlines down at the floor of the Grand Canyon? Is the McBLT down there? McDLT, I should say? I miss those, by the way. Maybe the McRib goes down to the floor of the Grand Canyon till it's ready to come out. You know, I saw, who did I see? Was it Anthony Bourdain? I saw Anthony Bourdain. And he was like at some warehouse, and it used to be a Twinkie warehouse where they made Twinkies. And they still had that white, the filling, the whipped cream sauce, still in some of the pipes that they didn't replace. And they said even the rats didn't eat that whipped cream from Twinkies, guys. That's how it goes. Whatever McChicken or McDouble that you drop, that's a good place. I'm tired. I'm not going to eat bad no more. And then you throw your McChicken over the cliff on the floor in the Grand Canyon. That'd be awesome. That's the way to go. Shouts out to all. Shouts out to roommate. Remember, I'm here till 2 p.m. I'm subbing in for DJ Mark. You're listening to Spontaneous Innuendos on every Friday from 10 a.m. till noon o'clock. DJ Mark returns next week and every Friday from 12 to 2 with the show Drop the Charges. Till then, I'll be here. He returns next week. Enough of me. Let's get back into the music. Let's get into it. I want some LB Dub, Long Beach Dub All-Stars coming in now. Shouts out to all. More music on the way. This song is called In This Life. Radio Valencia. If you want music, give me a call, 415-766-4428. Hit me up, itsfaco@gmail.com. It's Faco on X. Radio Valencia.
You can choose. So the choices you make, not if you win or lose. You will learn from mistakes along the way. If you don't, similar mistakes will be made. It takes leaps to achieve your goals. More than often, you hit a pothole. Always try to make the most of everything. The times of pain are the times to sing. We'll motivate the people to move mountains. Well, how long will it take you? Start counting. See everything through. We'll finish what you started. Treat everything as you're a fine artist. Stay focused and be honest. Well, even in the face of danger, you'll harness the will to overpower adversity. Hear the people, come sing with me. Even when it's peace and safety, it's a sudden destruction. This life's so temporary, I've been moved with caution. Even when it's peace and safety, it's a sudden destruction. But in this life so temporary, I've been moved with caution. Well, it's a mind over matter, you'll make it through. It will make you stronger, what doesn't kill you. It only matters how far you wanna go. To the very top or the deepest below. Afloat in the middle where the calm breeze blow. Might be the calm before the storm. When you can get hurt, feeling the earth scorn. Stay steady like a lion, cause dark clouds form. Even when it's peace and safety, it's a sudden destruction. In this life so temporary, I've been moved with caution. When it's peace and safety, it's a sudden destruction. In this life so temporary, I've been moved with caution. In this life.
be concerned or conquer shores of stories of before. Because the seas will subside and you will bask in the glory and shine. Separated in time, but now we will climb. Make sure you're ready with your heart and your mind. Giving it is not an option, so you'll have to rise. To the deep, no disbelief. Later souls will teach and those will preach. Floating in smoke, let the spirits invoke tales of magical beasts, miraculous feats. The shame and the smoke to the spirits of the young and the old.
Begging forgiveness.
Cause even when it's peace and safety, it's a sudden destruction.
In this life so temporary, up and move with caution. Even when it's peace and safety, it's a sudden destruction. In this life so temporary, up and move with caution.
Along the way, if you don't, similar mistakes will be made. It takes leaps to achieve your goals. More than often, you hit a pothole. Always try to make the most of everything. The times of pain are the times to sing. We'll motivate the people to move mountains. Well, how long will it take you? Start counting. See everything through. We'll finish what you started. Treat everything as you're a fine artist. Stay focused and be honest. Well, even in the face of danger, you'll harness the will to overpower adversity. Hear the people, come sing with me. Even when it's peace and safety, it's a sudden destruction. In this life so temporary, up and move with caution. Even when it's peace and safety, it's a sudden destruction. Well, in this life so temporary, up and move with caution. Mind over matter, you'll make it through. It will make you stronger. What doesn't kill you? It only matters how far you wanna go. To the very top or the deepest below. Or float in the middle where the calm breeze blow. Might be the calm before the storm. Where you can get hurt, feeling the earth scorn. Stay steady like a lion, cause dark clouds form. Even when it's peace and safety, it's a sudden destruction. Life so temporary, up and move with caution. Even when it's peace and safety, it's a sudden destruction. In this life so temporary, up and move with caution.
Concerned or conquer shores of stories of before. Because the seas will subside and you will bask in the glory and shine. Separated in time, the mountain you climb. Make sure you're ready with your heart and your mind. Giving it is not an option, so you'll have to rise. To the deep, no disbelief. Later souls will teach and those will preach. Floating in smoke, let the spirits invoke tales of magical beasts, miraculous feats. The shame and the smoke to the spirits of the young and the old.
Begging for. Cause even when it's peace and safety, it's a sudden destruction. In this life so temporary, up and move with caution. Even when it's peace and safety, it's a sudden destruction. In this life so temporary, up and move with caution.
This life.
Move with caution this time. Okay.
Yeah, 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 for sure.
Just coming hard, man.
Response number through a long distance exchange and be ready to trace, okay?
Okay.
Like this, if they're really good, they're not going to advertise. You're going to draw them out. Just do your best.
Hi, baby. Are you wearing any underwear? Would you send it to me?
Get rid of this asshole.
Yeah, well, I don't think your experience matches my needs, buddy.
Get rid of him.
That's what I'm doing. We've had 30 calls and nothing. I don't know if this makes any sense.
You know what? I'll decide if it makes any sense or not, okay? Go on, take it. Take it! Line 5, and go.
Hello. Calling about the ad, right?
Yeah. Right. I thought you were someone else. The ad was similar to others.
Yeah, well, give me a number, because I can talk on this phone.
No, forget it.
Message. I've got a message from May.
Who is this?
She's okay. She wants to meet you.
No, I don't think so. Put Trent on the line.
What did you say?
Trent, he should be standing right next to you. Put him on the line. I want to talk to him. Put him on the line! Hey, Ned, can you hear me? Go on, talk to me. Go on, talk to me, Ned. You, the playmates, know what kind of man they're dealing with while the agency fired you. Huh? They're killing people, pulling the trigger on them. It's like jerking off for you. Just watching those blood and bodies go into the air is what really gets you off, doesn't it, Ned? Come on, talk to me, Ned. When you crawl into your hole at night, all alone, and you are all alone, aren't you, big guy? Tell me what burns you the most. Losing your job as a CIA attack dog, or knowing that I turned you in, and I'm still alive. Come on, talk to me! You sell your service to the highest bidder, won't you, you stinking maggot?
Fuck you, Ray! Fuck you! You killed! You bombed! How many? 10? 50? 100 before you lost count? Was your bombs on the bridge in Bogota, your bomb in the cabana.
But you're getting sloppy, Ray. You broke your famous code, didn't you? You killed an innocent bystander, Ray. And it's just eating you up inside, isn't it? Well, you're always too fucking sensitive. But guess what? I'm coming, Ray. I'm coming to take all the pain away. I'm gonna fucking cut it right out of you. And I'm gonna close your heart in my hand. I'm right behind you. And I know you. I know you!
You got no mercy. You got no fucking loyalty. And you got no code.
Listen to me, you son of a bitch!
Hi, what? Time's up. 58 seconds.
Right! Right! God! Right! God damn it, son of a bitch! I'll fucking kill you! I'll vaporize your ass! What are you looking at? Turn around!
Nobody says a word. Now you tell me that you got a trace. Just tell me.
He jumped off before we locked him.
Okay.
We got a partial trace.
Shut up.
I thought you were mine.
Valencia. I'm in overtime. Going till 2 p.m. Subbing in for the great DJ Mark. And his show, Drop the Charges. He returns next Friday and every Friday. From 12 to 2. Till then, I'm here. My name is Faco. This show is spontaneous. Innuendos. On every Friday from 10 a.m. till noon o'clock. Still here. Still coming through, still rocking out. We got it all to twist and shout. That's what I'm all about. Shouts out to all in the Bay, Radio Valencia, .fm. Over here, eating my lunch. On a time crunch. Music you heard. You heard Bill McClintock mixing in some awesome music. That was Aretha Sabbath. Oh. With Super Fools. So nice. Before that, we also had movie The Specialist, Stallone, Sharon Stone. James Woods, James Ickety Woods. Dig it. Before that, Mr. Gnome, new music. From Mr. Gnome's song, A Silver of Space. Also in that set, we had some Jonah Gabriel with Into the Electric Field. We had Shotgun Sawyer with Cock and Bull. We had Three Considered, I Considered, It's Alive was the name of the track. Dig it. And we had some Long Beach Dub All Stars to start off the whole set with In This Life. Shout outs to Intact Percentage U 2026. And Williams, Arizona. Shouts outs to you. What about me? Fred Finstone Village and all. And shouts outs to humans. Just like pressing buttons. I gotta give a shout out to Fred Flintstone Village. By the way, I still use their vitamins. I crush them up. Sniff them. On Fridays only. So that'll be later tonight. I still put them in drinks. They're fun. I still put Airborne tabs, too, in drinks. I like Airborne. I miss Airborne. How come I don't have some Airborne right now? I like it. I like it a lot. I was told that you have to use a whole glass of water for Airborne. But me, I use like a shot of water. Like a shot glass of water. And then I put that tablet in. I like to soak all that up. You know, like like at its purest. Shooting up airborne, sniffing Flintstone vitamins. What do you need in life? What else do you need in life? That's what we can do, roommate. We'll be at the bottom of Grand Canyon. We'll make things appear by sniffing Flintstone vitamins. And I know people who don't even crush them. They sniff that pill. Your nostrils are big enough. At least some are. But, you know, you guys saw when they spray painted, the protest spray painted Stonehenge. They spray painted Stonehenge, y'all. And then that's when the UFOs started flying around. So that's what we have to do, roommate. We have to go to the bottom of the Grand Canyon. You know, I'm going to use the Dream Team Triple Cheeseburger. You could use the new Big Mac McChicken. If we do it early enough, maybe I'll get a McGriddle. And we go down to the bottom of Grand Canyon and we start spray painting everything and see if the UFOs fly by or come down or just appear. They just flash in. It just appears. It comes in like Raiden from Mortal Kombat 1, but without the hat. It teleports. Say what you say about aliens, guys. Say what you say. You know, we'll find it, though. We'll find the opening, you know. You know, like video games, you gotta figure out, okay, I gotta cut this bush in order to get in there, or I gotta shoot this shell or rock against the wall so it ricochets and kills the boss. You gotta figure out stuff like that, man. That's what it is, man. You know, I used to remember playing Nintendo NES. I'm old, guys, and I would be like in a part of Mega Man the video game, and I'd be playing it, and then I would be stuck. Me and my brothers and my friends would be stuck on this one part, and I figured it out, man. I remember this. I remember, because I would look at my Nintendo and go, man, this Nintendo is sick. I got a Nintendo now. It's awesome. And I would just kind of be in my bed holding it like a little, like, baby. Like holding a baby and just being all proud that I had a little baby. And I would hold this Nintendo and I'd be like, man, I'm so cool. I got a Nintendo now. And then I realized there was a phone number behind the NES console. And I checked it. And it said, for tips, call this number. And I think it was a number in like Washington, D.C., if I remember correctly. Man, and you could see how they worked in the movie The Wizard, because Fred Macho Man Savage called up the hotline, and I would call it too, Big Dog, but I already knew about it, man. My friend sleeping over, the all or nothing days, you remember those days, sleepovers, you know, waking up with boners. You know, playing Nintendo all night. You know, video games is what united us and made us all equal, man. Even my brothers were like 10 years older than me, 8 years older than me, 5 years older than me. And that's what united all of us, is the Nintendo. Amazing. But you gotta figure out stuff like that, guys. Sometimes there's a hotline, sometimes there's not. Whatever you're gonna do, Do it right. You know, whoever you voted for, you go vote for whoever you want. Whether it's homecoming king, queen, American Idol. What else are we voting for these days? Whatever it is. Hey, let me tell you something. I didn't vote for Kamala Harris. I didn't. I'll tell you right now. I didn't. You know? Guess who I voted for? Claudia de la Cruz. You know I had to. Is it the Peace and Freedom Party? Claudia de la Cruz. I voted for her. She got my vote. And guess what, guys? I'm all about free speech.